sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. On November 20th, I traveled down to New York City to visit Occupy Wall Street and to participate in the Occupy Building 7 event that was planned for November 19th and 20th. I interviewed a variety of people to find out why they were there and to see if they made a connection between the Occupy Wall Street movement, and in particular the 1%, and the events of September 11th, and in particular, who benefited from 9/11. Today, you're going to hear some of those interviews. So let's begin. I'm here in Zuccotti Park in New York City. It's Sunday, November 20th, and I'm going to be interviewing a few people as to why they're here. So let's start with this woman. Please tell us where you're from, your name, why you're here.
My name is Barbara Sarmiento. I'm from Farmington, Connecticut. I'm here to participate in Occupy Building 7, which was destroyed the same day that Buildings 1 and 2 were destroyed. But Building 7 wasn't hit by an airplane. It was just a demolition, as obviously a demolition as we're Building 1 and 2. And I'm here because whoever planned to do this demolition, because it takes a lot of preparation, whoever planned it was looking for an excuse to have a war, and for the oil over there. And the people who would not think twice about having a war, where innocent children and women would be mashed in exploding buildings, would not think twice about killing a few thousand Americans in the trade towers.
How do you see Occupy Wall Street and 9/11 connected?
Oh, it's all connected. We're occupying Wall Street because so few people have so much of the money and wealth in this country. And those are the people who are having the wars, who are directing the wars, and the rest of us are just following along like pawns in their game. And they take as much as they can, and then they'll keep on taking until we tell them to stop and we exert our natural rights. It seems impossible that we have not done this before.
Okay, could you please tell me why you're here at Zuccotti Park?
Yeah, I'm David Schlesinger. I've been active in the 9/11 Truth movement since 2002. I'm mainly active with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth now, but I'm up here for two slightly different reasons. One of them is that I'm the person who generated the website JenningsMystery.com. And Barry Jennings, of course, is the fellow who died mysteriously 2 days before the final draft of the report from NIST on the fall of World Trade Center 7. And he was in World Trade Center 7 that morning and saved the Corporation Counsel Hess's life by getting out. And he was interviewed by Dylan Avery in 07, where Barry says he saw and heard explosions. And David Griffin goes into great detail the significance of this testimony in his book on World Trade Center 7, because Jennings really was there too early for those sounds to have come from falling debris. And the significance of Jennings, and we don't know that he was murdered for sure, the significance of Jennings is that it's a great human interest story that is a smoking gun. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking for people around the country who would make up a banner, JenningsMystery.com, and go down to the Graduate School of Journalism and stand there with your banner so that students of journalism will look at the website and see the incredible lack of integrity held by the institution of journalism in the United States. The other reason I'm here is I am the primary advocate of nonviolence in the 9/11 Truth Movement, and I am the only advocate of Gandhian resistance in the whole country. All of the advocates of nonviolence, and they certainly deserve respect, are sadly hostile to any discussion of how Gandhi's approach differs from the way Americans do nonviolent resistance. And the differing is that Gandhi's approach was to plead guilty and suffer in jail to touch the heart of the adversary. Americans generally, who are willing to get arrested for a higher cause, want to plead not guilty and get off and have their day in court. And I don't object to the people doing it the other way. I do object to them suppressing discussion of Gandhi's approach. And what I am concerned about, outreach to left gatekeepers. Now, our movement, 9/11 Truth Movement, is very interesting in that it's very rare. I know of no other movement which has grassroots people from both the left and the right. And we do. And that actually is a wonderful testament to the fact that we're concerned about the truth and not concerned about just knee-jerk reactions of what our ideology would say about a given situation.
And do you see any connection between Occupy Wall Street and 9/11?
Well, sure. I mean, it's concerned about the unfair oppression of people in a supposed democratic country by a very small group of people. And I'm not saying all of the 1% was involved in 9/11, but that's the similarity.
So please tell us why you're here in Zuccotti Park in New York.
Yeah, hi, my name is Frank Zalepka. I'm from Western Massachusetts, and actually Zuccotti Park is my old stamping grounds. I was born in 1942. I grew up in this area in the lower Manhattan. I remember when they demolished the old buildings to build the World Trade Center. I remember the World Trade Center being constructed. I remember when they demolished the World Trade Center. And now I'm watching the rebirth of some other buildings that they're putting up. So this is my old grounds. I used to hang out here. I used to come down and buy old war surplus radio parts to build radios. And I'm certainly very supportive of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Occupy the United States, Occupy the World movement. It is our world. I'm also a member of and an activist within the 9/11 Truth Movement. And I think the two are linked, because many of the things that we are experiencing now, whether it's media suppression of the truth, media ignoring the truth, the various anti-democratic pieces of legislation that have been quickly passed, the economic situation that's constantly being exacerbated by the enormous expenditures on military expenditures for war, which is always based on fighting terrorism, which is the code word for 9/11 and vice versa. So that's why I'm here. I'm trying to educate people about the 9/11 connection to the Occupy movement. And I'm trying to be educated by the Occupy movement, which is in many cases run by people that are 2, 3, 4 generations younger than me. And I have a lot to learn, and hopefully they understand that they have a lot to learn too.
Great. Thank you. So could you please tell me how long you've been here, why you're here, et cetera?
Yeah, my name's Nick, and this is my second day here. I'm from Poughkeepsie, and I'm a construction worker, so we had no jobs for the following week. And I've been wanting to be here for a long time, but I haven't been able to come up. So when I heard that there wasn't going to be work next week, I got on the train as soon as I could.
And why are you here? What are you supporting? What do you want?
I'm here because the tiny wealthiest segment of the country, and of the world for that matter, has control of the government, and they're getting away with things like destroying the environment, preventing people from having healthy food to eat, preventing people from having legitimate involvement in the democratic process. I think it's totally intolerable, and we need to start speaking up about it.
Okay, great. And let me ask you one last question. Where do you stand on 9/11? Are you involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement, or do you do anything with that?
I have no interest in the truthers, honestly. I'm not sure why they're here.
You don't see the issues connected?
I honestly don't see that there's a connection between what they're saying and what we're seeing. I mean, they certainly have the right to make their opinion heard, and I support them in that, but I don't see it as related to what we're saying.
You don't see a connection between the 1% and the making money off the wars that are justified by 9/11?
Oh, well, that absolutely, because I think most people would agree that the wars we've become involved in the last 10 years are really over resources, and that's certainly controlled by the 1%, so I do agree with that.
Great. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so could you please tell me your name and then just what you saw just happen with the police?
My name's Sid. I've been living here for like 2 months now. I was here the night of the raid, and, well, I'm going to tell you what happened, and they just arrested my friend because she brought her blankets in the park, and she wouldn't let the cops take them from her. So, and then another man intervened and tried to push the cop, and then they pushed him away, so he threw water on them, and then they tackled him into the wall, and the side of his head hit the wall. So I don't know if he's injured or not, because they just took him away, but my friends, they're probably both going to go to bookings. I don't know where they go after, if they have warrants or not, but It's ridiculous that we can't have blankets or we can't eat. We can't bring food. We could eat it, but we can't bring it in the park to serve it. But it's the whole new rule's ridiculous, and they cage us in like animals too.
Have these fences always been here, or are these new?
No, well, they've since the beginning of the protest, but I mean, it wasn't all the way around. Now it's all the way around.
And I see the police in the park moving amongst a lot of around. Has that been normal?
Yeah, they don't really come in here a lot. It's mostly the new security team, which just enforce the park rules. The cops only come in here when there's some excitement because they have nothing else to do.
So tell me, where are you from and why are you here? You've been here for 2 months, you said?
I was living here when we had our tents and everything. I live in New York, but I just moved here because I wanted to support it, and I guess it was a real fun time while it lasted. We're going to try to make things happen again and try to get another place where we can put our tents, but I don't know the full story.
So let me ask you, you're a young guy, I don't know how old you are, but you're a lot younger than I am, and just ask me, how does the future look for you with the economy, et cetera, and what motivated you to be here, and, you know, what issues are you supporting?
Well, we're protesting and we're doing a good job, I guess, but they're trying to cut us off now. The future is probably going to be a little bumpy, but I hope things change because they should. There's a lot of corruption and greed in the world, so that needs to change.
Thank you very much for talking to me. Appreciate it. So could you please tell us why you're here and if you support Occupy Wall Street and where you're from, your name, etc.?
I support this demonstration of my whole heart. I support their message. And I think this is the end of today's system. And I'm from Norway. And I think this will be in the history books in the future.
And why are you here in New York right now?
I'm here with my daughter. So we went here to visit a friend and to do some Christmas shopping. And this is our last day.
And do you see any connection between the Occupy Wall Street and 9/11?
No.
Do you think the 1% has benefited from the wars that have been started because of 9/11 in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Oh, the wars. Yeah, I believe so, absolutely. I think the world has changed a lot since then, and that the finance people have become richer and richer, and that the regular man pays the bill, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for being here. I hope you enjoy your stay in New York.
The old 60s and 70s motto, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. It fits so perfectly in this case, and what we have to really figure out is the solution. Right now, I think we're at a tipping point. I hope we are. And
I just hope this is one of the tipping points in our culture. I really do. I hope that this is information that is now out and will never be forgotten. And I know that people are angry with Occupy Wall Street because they have no specific solutions. But I agree with something that one of the occupiers said a number of weeks ago, which was that it's not up to this group of people to come up with the solutions. It's up to them to point out what's going on in our country and to let our elected officials come up with the solutions, knowing that the people are angry and are not going to stop being angry.
Do you see any connection between Occupy Wall Street and what happened on 9/11?
No, but I do see a connection between 18th century France and Occupy Wall Street. I think they were at a tipping point and they had a revolution, and I think that's what's happening now.
Do you think the 1% has benefited from what happened on 9/11? You know, giving us the wars, they use like 9/11 to justify invading Iraq, Afghanistan?
Well, that's possible. I do think that a huge amount of money has gone into war profiteering. And I do think that we're now in a global culture where there is a permanent war at all times. And the permanency of the war is obviously economically derived. So I do think that peace would actually, in that sense, be a radical and equality movement.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us why you're here in Zuccotti Park and anything else you want to share with us?
Okay. My name's Susan Serpa from Worcester, Massachusetts, and I came down to the park for a march yesterday and today to occupy what we're calling Occupy Building 7, to bring information to the public about that there were three towers that came down on 9/11, not just two towers. Two towers were hit by planes, three came down. The third one came down, Building 7, at freefall speed. Later in the afternoon, it was not hit by a plane. There were minor fires, and all control demolition experts who have seen the film of the collapse of Building 7 say that was controlled demolition. So, you know, what's the problem with controlled demolition on September 11th? Controlled demolition takes at least a couple of months to set up. So that would mean whoever set up the controlled demolition for Building 7 knew something was going to happen on September 11th. And that never came out in the official investigation, the 9/11 Commission. Five commissioners themselves have complained from the original 9/11 Commission. Five commissioners themselves have complained about being stonewalled, drastically underfunded, and information, valuable information, kept from them. The latest one, Bob Graham, has gone to President Obama just this year asking for a new investigation. We don't know what the truth was. We have a lot of evidence that points to a lot of different theories, but we don't know. And 9/11, for sure, what we do know, was the catalyst for endless wars, the upheaval of our liberties, and the destruction of many of our Bill of Rights. And it was the setup for corporate takeover of America.
Maybe you could elaborate more on the connection between Occupy Wall Street, the 1%, and 9/11.
Exactly. Well, the last point I just mentioned, the corporate takeover of America. Of course, that's the central focus for the Occupy movement. And it's fabulous that these young people have latched on to what is wrong with our society. They've latched on to how these wars are built on lies. But the problem is they're not quite getting to the belly of the beast, the catalyst for everything they're arguing against. And until they do get to the belly of the beast and expose the lies, you will not get the American public quite on board. They've made a lot of progress, and we applaud them for that in terms of public sentiment. But truly, they're not going to change the way the public thinks, because the public has been lied to. They have accepted the lies. And if it were not for 9/11, the public would never have accepted endless war, the upheaval of our liberties, would never have accepted that the TSA can fondle grandma and your 9-year-old niece. That would never have been acceptable, except for 9/11. So it's important that we know the truth. It's important today, 10 years later, that we know the truth and the false reasons for endless war and the upheaval of our liberties.
Thank you very much. So if you could just tell me your name, and then why are you here supporting Occupy Wall Street?
My name is Tony Palmieri, and I'm a disabled actor in a wheelchair, and I'm here supporting this movement because I think it's the right thing to do. But my one worry is I'm afraid it may be about 30 years too late, because this deregulation and privatization, union busting, and corporate welfare started with that Ronald Reagan, the great cowboy and B-movie actor. My personal opinion is America is like I would compare America to a stage 4 cancer patient. And I'm hoping the cancer is not too far metastasized to be too late. However, better late than never, and the best cause is the hopeless ones. So I'm here anyway, and I'd rather die and fight for a losing cause that's just than compromise and cave in. And
what are you hoping to have come out of all of this?
I'm hoping to have come out of all this a better world, because this corporate looting cannot go on forever. If it does, we're going to all be destroyed if we're not destroyed already.
Okay. And do you see any connection between the Occupy Wall Street and the 1% and 9/11, the events of 9/11?
Not really. I mean, you mean did the 1% have anything to do with behind the scenes?
Well, that or who's profiting from 9/11? Is the 1% making a lot of money on the wars, et cetera? So is there a connection that way? Or who did it, whatever you think?
Oh, I definitely huge corporate profits from 9/11, which was an excuse to start the Iraq War, which was an excuse to grab more money, and at the same time making cuts in the military. And the thing that really disgusts me, among all others, is that Uncle Tom Obama is continuing Bush's policies and expanding them. So he's worse than Bush.
So could you please just tell us your name and why you're here supporting Occupy Wall Street and why you're carrying this sign about World Trade Center Building 7?
My name is Chris Cooper, and I'm from New Hampshire, and I came here to join the Occupy Wall Street people and hope to educate a few of them about what actually happened on 9/11. We have found through national polls that only about 15% of Americans even know about World Trade Center 7. So we're here to spread the message about that and the rest of what happened on 9/11 and hopefully bring these kids along.
And do you see a connection between Occupy Wall Street, the 1%, and 9/11?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that if these people made the connection between what actually happened on 9/11 and where we are today, I think it would bring about much greater public awareness and much more demand for change and an investigation about what happened that day. You know, Wall Street and the big banks are essentially raping this country and deindustrializing the entire society, shipping our jobs overseas. I mean, I think we're all basically in the same boat. I don't really see one group as being autonomous and not necessarily affecting all other groups. I think if we can all come together, and I know this sounds like a stretch, but if we can all come together with some commonality, I think we can possibly see this thing grow much bigger than it currently is. And 9/11, in my view, is the way to get there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
So could you please tell me why you're here and why you're carrying this banner that says Occupy Building 7?
Yeah, Nick DiVincenzo, nice Irish guy from Northvale, New Jersey. Because I believe that Building 7 came down in controlled demolition. And I believe that for probably about 7-8 years now. And I'm so glad that the architects and engineers, you know, are on board. You know, 1,500 of them saying the same exact thing. To me, it's a no-brainer. I said, once I knew what a known controlled or acknowledged controlled demolition was, then it was easy to look at Building 7 and surmise the same thing.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm from New Jersey. Yeah, we have a group over there. It's called Rockland, Bergen, 9/11 Truth. We've been in existence, I guess, about 6-7 years.
And what do you see as the connection between Occupy Wall Street, you know, the 1%, and 9/11?
Well, it's the 1%. The 1% did it. That's what I believe, and I always believed that. So the 1% crashed the economy. Same thing the way they demolished Building 7. Well, they demolished the economy.
So. And are they the ones benefiting from the wars, and et cetera, that are justified by 9/11?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, it's a big business. Homeland Security is a big business. You know how hard it is for working people to make a few hundred dollars a week or $1,000 a week? We're talking billions of dollars that went into Homeland Security. The industry, I mean, cameras, everything. So it's very hard to make money. And the military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us about, they're making a ton of money. Now, military budget is almost $1 trillion. That's not to mention, you know, what goes into the NSA, the FBI, Homeland Security. So we're talking way over $1 trillion.
Great, thank you very much. So if you could just tell me why you're here at Zuccotti Park and what your connection is in Occupy Wall Street and Occupy Building 7.
Okay, well, I'm here because I think we have a lot of very serious problems in this country. I think the root of all these problems is corporate domination of our governments. And it's been a very toxic agenda. We've seen that all over the country, in every type of community. People suffering from all kinds of pollution, their water supplies, and all just the whole range of problems. I'm an environmental educator, and have been trying to get action on climate change for years and years, and it's just been horrific. And that's because of the corporate money that our politicians are allowing to influence them, and it's criminal. It's killing people. So I feel like I'm very much supportive of getting the money out of our politics. I'm here to support Occupy Wall Street and also to support the efforts of Occupy Building 7 here today. I'm a supporter of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I do not believe the official story of how the buildings fell. I haven't since the beginning. And I think it justified the war in Iraq, which was, you know, as an environmental educator, I knew that things were going to be bad when we put two oil men in the White House. I just didn't know how bad. So I can't prove through this, you know, that there's a connection there, but I feel very strongly in my bones that there's a connection there, and I want the truth. I think we need to have the truth, and I think we need to support each other and hold each other and really, really get to the truth of exactly what happened on September 11, 2001. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Do you think that the 1% are benefiting from the wars started by 9/11?
Oh, absolutely. They always profit from wars. Wars are very profitable for certain types of corporations, very large corporations, and they've been profiting hand over fist. And we know all about Blackwater and, you know, all of the military-industrial complex. So we need to say no. We need to do a real, serious national citizen intervention and say we are not going to stand for this anymore. We are not going to be manipulated by fear again.
Can you tell me what your name is and where you live or where you came from?
My name is Sharon, and I live out in the state of Washington, actually.
Did you come here just for this?
No, I did not, but this is one of the things I very much wanted to be a part of.
Great. And can you tell me, you just handed me a CD with music relating to 9/11. Can you tell me a bit about your music?
Well, I've been doing music for environmental education for many, many years, started here in the city, and just always felt that social justice was very important and just decided to use my voice to sing about it. And after 9/11 happened, I couldn't even write a song. I just said, you know, anything I'm going to say about it, nobody's going to want to hear. But, you know, coming up to the 10th anniversary, I very much had something I wanted to say. And what I wanted to say is, I'm still asking why. I'm in good company with over 1,500 professional architects and engineers that are still asking for a real investigation, real independent investigation, which we have not had.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So those were some of the interviews from Zuccotti Park in New York City on November 20th, 2011. Next week, I'll be sharing the song that the last interviewee has written. And just as a reminder, 9/11 Wake Up Call airs on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on WESU 88.1 FM and on Wednesdays at noon on WWUH 91.3 FM. And the more recent shows are archived on radioforall.net. And that's the digit for radioforall.net. And the earlier shows are archived at the website ct911truth.org. That website also has a lot of great videos and articles on it, so I would encourage you to check it out. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.